Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey. We have now a bunch of Mishnayos that are klolim, that really encompass different areas in Shas. The only thing they have in common now is the Nusach of the Mishnah Ein Bein. The Mishnah compares two dinim that have various chiluke dinim, and the Mishnah uses Ein Bein, those two things, Elo. In every one of these cases, there's going to be differences, nafkiminas, cases that are missing, and we're going to have to explain why is that not b'chlal the Mishnah. Ein bein yomtiv l'shabbos, elo yichol nefesh bovad. There's no difference between yomtiv and Shabbos. No difference between yomtiv and Shabbos. Does yomtiv and Shabbos look the same? It means over here, l'gavi, the aspect of issa malacha. Elo yichol nefesh bovad, only malachas yichol nefesh. What is encompassed by the term oichol nefesh? That's a very good question. We learned in Maseches Beitzah, kama v'kama shitas in Rishonim, which malachas are b'klal. For instance, koitzer, somebody's pulling an apple off a tree. Chayr, it should be oichol nefesh, he wants to eat the apple. Koitzer is from the malachas, it would sound from the Rishonim, that's an issa d'oraisa. So lav dafka, anything that's being done in order to eat, is oichol nefesh. So without going into the complications of how to touch up oichol nefesh, but we'll point out one thing which is Mufurish in the Gemara over here. The Mufurishim bring. The Rav brings that Masnisim Beshamahi, the famous Machlekes of Beshamah Beisil, whether it's only Melechas Eichel Nefesh itself, it's the Mishnah Beitza Daf Yud Beis, it's only Melechas Eichel Nefesh itself, or anything that's Tzorich Yomtif. The Mishnah over there is going on Haitzor, Ein Meitzin Sakotin Lois Halulov Lois Hasevitel Shusaram, Tzan Eichel Nefesh. But you're allowed to carry. We pass like Bissel that holds Mitoch Shehutri Letzorich. Hutri Shalei Letzorich doesn't have to be necessarily Letzorich Eichel Nefesh. Anything, we'll say according to the way is according to most Rishonim, anything that's Letzorich Yomtiv. So this Mishnah says only Eichel Nefesh, not anything that's Letzorich Hayoim otherwise. So the Mishnah is Beis Shammai. The reason why the Mishnah over here would say Stoma de Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, is of course because sometimes the Tana of the Mishnah was misader a way of remembering halachis with a nusach of Ein Bein. Or Arba Dvorim, sometimes you'll have places in Shas. So it could be according to one man the Omer, but it's just in order to different dinim that are similar but dissimilar, the Mishnah brings over here a nusach of Ein Bein. So the fact that this halach is being said according to Beis Shammai doesn't take away from it being one of this category of Mishnah. Now the next Ein Bein. Ein Bein Shabbos l'yom Kippurim el shezed zdoine b'de Adam v'zed doine b'karis. There's no difference in Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Obviously, we're not talking over here about the issue of fasting, and we're not talking over here about avodas Yom Kippur. We're talking over here l'gabi melacha. So l'gabi melacha, the attack is no difference. There's no hetav eichel nefesh on Yom Kippur. There's no eichel nefesh. So Memela, the chilik between the two of them is Zed Zdoinoi Bidei Adam, that somebody who Rachman Al-Zan is a Mechal Shabbos bemezid is Chayiv Skila. Zed Zdoinoi Bekori is somebody who's Mechal Yom Kippur. Bemezid will be Chayiv Koris. It's worth pointing out over here, Tais Yantar brings from the Gemara, that's not 100% accurate, because we paskin that all Chayiv Koris that have Hasra, and when we talk about Zdoinu B'dei Adam, we're talking about somebody who got Hasra. So L'chor says Zdoinu because somebody who got Hasra, it'd be Chayv Malkus. It'd be Chayv Malkus, that's Vaita B'dei Adam. But the Iker Choymer of the Aver is because Malkus is a mercy punishment in order to patter him from Karas. But Be'etzem, Zdoinu B'dei Adam should be Chayv the full brunt of Karas. If there's a reason why he can't be Chayv Malkus, then he's left Nebuch with Karas. So that's Zdoinei Bekaris as opposed to Zdoinei Bidei Adam. Mishnah Vov. Ein bein hamudr hano mechaveroi, lumudr mimenu maicho. This halacha is straight out of Maseches Nedarim. The basic context of a neder is Reuven assering something up. Reuven could asser chocolate cake, or he could asser drinking lemonade. And he could also asser on himself having an offer from somebody else. Or he could asser that person on having an offer from him. It's a little bit of a twist, because a neder is what's called B'loshna Gemara and Issa Cheftza. A shvua is just saying something you're going to do. It's an affirmation. You're going to do, you're not going to do. It's not chal in the thing. It's chal as a choiv on the person that, let's say, shvua she'oichel. So he's making a shvua that he has to eat. It's not chal on the food. Or shvua she'loi oichel ki kazeh. It's not chal on the food. It's chal on him. He's not allowed to eat this loaf of bread. But when he's mader hanoh from chocolate cake, it's chal in the chocolate cake that's a cheftza of a dover hanodu. It's a cheftza of iser, as if it was a piece of basa b'cholof. So the same thing is also true, which is a little bit of a chiddush, that Reuven could aser up hanoh from Shimon. The aser up hanoh from Shimon. How could Reuven make a chalois in Shimon? But he can. He can make a chalois of iser hanoh in Shimon, insofar as Reuven is concerned. Obviously, he can't do anything to Shimon, but he can make for himself that he's not allowed to be nanim from Shimon. Or conversely, he could be madir hanoh that Shimon is not allowed to be nanim from him. He can make that chalois in himself, legabe Shimon. So, in bin amud hanoh mechaver, if somebody is madir hanoh, he's not allowed to have anything that's mahana from that person. What happens if he's madir from him, not hanoh, anything that's, the Gemara adds a knech to it, the Rab brings it, anything that's maybe lidei Michael. Michael over here doesn't only mean food. It means anything that could come to a benefit of food, which means really anything, because anything in dollars and cents could then buy you a donut for breakfast. So any hanoh, more or less, business, personal, is going to be something that's has value, and it could be maybe l'day Michael. It's going to be also. The case that the Mishnah Moshul says that's not, and that's the chiluk over here, is drisa soregel. If Reuven is madir hanoh from Shimon, so then Reuven is not allowed to go through Shimon's backyard. If it's only maybe l'day Michael, that doesn't have a dollar and cents value, so then he'd be allowed to walk through his backyard. Or kelim shein oisin behem oichel nefesh. Any kli that can't be used for food. Now again, that's a hard thing, because what happens if it's in business and Reuven is madir hanoh from Shimon on something that's maybe l'day Michael? Now he wants to use Shimon's tractor. If he wouldn't use this one, he would have to rent a different one. He would rent a different one. He saved money. Now he could buy food. L'chay, it should be b'chlal. So we're talking about something over here that doesn't have dollar and cents value, and the kli can't be used in any way that's mahanu l'day oichel. A truck could be used to make a delivery from a grocery store. A shovel could be used to produce food. So you have to find something that's bechalal out of any hanoh that could come to a food hanoh, and also something that doesn't have a dollar and cents revach, which would also be called maybe l'day oichel. Next case, ein bein nedarim l'nedavos. There are two types of kabbonis that a person could bring. A person could be chayiv to bring to the Beis HaMikdash a neder. Neder means he said harei olai korban. He made on himself a neder. He's mechuyiv to bring a korban. The dova is basically the same idea, except he said harei. Not he said harei olai. He said harei ze lekorban oilo. Pointed to a behema, and he was magdash that behema. Now the chayiv is the same in the sense that he has to be mekayim both. Is Bal Ta'achev, somebody delays, somebody procrastinates, and he pushes off for 3 Yom Tovim, he's over the lava Bal Ta'achev. The difference between the two is Elashan Adorim Chayiv Bachriyuson, a neder, he said, Hare Olai, so it's a personal obligation. If he then takes a behemoth and he's about to bring it, the animal dies, he has to bring another one. Well, the animal is found possible, so he has to bring another one. When Adovi is saying Chayiv Bachriyuson, Adovi said, Hare Ze. Okay, if the Areza unfortunately dies, so that is, he's not chayiv, he never made on himself an obligation. As Yom points out, that there should be another chilik over here between the two, and that is that when a person has a carbon that he's mechuyiv to bring, so he's not allowed to, since it's his personal obligation, he's not allowed to be mekayim your neder from money that's set aside with Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. If he says if he wants to be magdish a behema, if he has behemas that he bought with Ma'aser Sheni money, he could say harei zeh. But he can't patter up a personal obligation harei olai. It's like you're paying your taxes with Ma'aser Sheni. You're not allowed to do the equivalent. By the way, this is halacha l'maisa. Would be if somebody wants to support younger light learning in a koil. Hachazokas Torah could certainly spend meisim money on that. What happens if it's his own child that needs to make ends meet? You could use meisim money for that. But what would be, let's say he has an obligation that he's mechuyiv to support that couple because it was a commitment he took on, like as part of a nadin. He made up with mechutanim. So then you're paying a personal obligation that you had in marrying off your child, as commendable and admirable as it is to take on support of a child. L'maisa, it's something you took on as a financial commitment. If you take it on as a financial commitment, you can't pay your own personal chayvis from maisa money. That would be the nafkamina over here.